Thumbelina by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. There once was a woman who wanted so very much to have a tiny little child, but she did not know where to find one. So she went to an old witch, and she said, "I have set my heart upon having a tiny little child. Please, could you tell me where I could find one?" "Why, that's easily done," said the witch. "Here's a grain of barley for you. But it isn't all the sort of barley that farmers grow in their fields or that the chickens get to eat. Put it in a flower pot, and you'll see what you shall see."
"Oh, thank you," the woman said.
She gave the witch 12 pennies and planted the barley seed as soon as she got home. It quickly grew into a fine large flower, which looked very much like a tulip, but the petals were folded tight, as though it were still a bud.
"That is such a pretty flower," said the woman.
She kissed its lovely red and yellow petals, and just as she kissed it, the flower gave a loud pop and flew open. It was a tulip right enough, but on the green cushion in the middle of it sat a tiny girl. She was dainty and fair to see, but she was no taller than your thumb, so she was called Thumbelina. A nicely polished walnut shell served as her cradle. Her mattress was made of the blue petals of violets, and a rose petal was pulled up to cover her. That was how she slept at night. In the daytime, she played on a table where the woman put a plate surrounded with a wreath of flowers. Their stems lay in the water, on which there floated a large tulip petal. Thumbelina used the petal as a boat, and with a pair of white horsehairs for oars, she could row clear across the plate, a charming sight. She could sing, too. Her voice was the softest and sweetest that anyone has ever heard. One night, as she lay in her cradle, a horrible toad hopped in through the window. One of the panes was broken. This big, ugly, slimy toad jumped right down on the table where Thumbelina...